But only once did he have to draw a deadly weapon. The news, as he had known it would, had spread abroad that with a Delameter he was nobody to monkey with. And even then he didn't have to kill the guy. Just wing him. A little bit of a burn through his gun arm had been enough. So it went for days. And finally, it was an immense relief that the hilariously drunken lensman, his money gone to the last Milo, went roistering up the street with a 2-quart bottle in each hand, swigging now from one, then from the other, inviting bibulously the while any and all chance comers to join him in one last fond drink. The sidewalk was not wide enough for him by half. Indeed, he took up most of the street. He staggered and reeled, retaining any semblance of balance only by a miracle, and by his rigorous spaceman's training. He threw away one empty bottle, then the other. Then, as he strode along, he so purposefully and so yet so futilely, he sang. His voice was not particularly musical, but what it lacked in quality of tone it made up for in volume. Kinnison had a really remarkable voice, a bass of tremendous power, timbre, and resonance, and pulling out all the stops in tones audible for 2,000 yards against the wind, he poured out his zestfully lusty reveler's soul. His song was a deep space shanty that would have blistered the ears of any of the gentler spirits who had known him as Kimball Kinnison of Earth, but which, in Miner's Rest, was merely a humorless and sprightly ballad. Up the full length of the street he went, then back, as he put it, to base. Even if this final bust did make him sicker at the stomach than a ground gripper going free for the first time, the lensman reflected, he had done a mighty good job. He had put Wild Bill Williams, Meteor Miner of Aldebaran II, on the map in a big way. It wasn't a faked and therefore a fragile identity either. It was solidly, definitely his own. Staggering up to his friend Strongheart, he steadied himself with 2 big hands upon the latter's shoulders and breathed a 40,000-horsepower breath into his face. "I'm boiled like a Tellurian hoot owl," he announced, still happy. "When I'm this stewed, I can't say particularly without hic-hicking, but I would particularly like one more quart. How about me borrowing 100 on what I'm going to bring in next time? Or selling you—" "You've had plenty, Bill. You've had lots of fun. How about a good chew of Sleepy Happy, huh?" "That's a thought," the miner exclaimed eagerly. "Lead me to it." A stranger came up unobtrusively and took him by one elbow. Strongheart took the other, and between them they walked him down a narrow hall and into a cubicle.